Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joining us live now as the discussion over TikTok rages on. You know, Brad, it's an issue we've talked with you about many times before, now under even more scrutiny. This continues to be in the news. A ban is talked about, yet nothing really has happened quite yet.
No, and I guess the question is why? But, you know, what's interesting is that Facebook, I think, wants to jump into the fray here in that, you know, they own Instagram, and they've created a version of TikTok called Reels. And my guess is that they did that to, first of all, they have a huge platform to get that out, but also maybe to sort of take some of the steam away from TikTok. But, you know, the bigger question with TikTok goes to sort of the Chinese involvement in businesses, whether they're their social media or telecom in this country, and how much of the data that they scoop up off of phone systems, social media sites. It's still an open question as to how much gets back to mainland China. And I'm not convinced that we really have the ability to consistently check to make sure that's not occurring.
Do you expect the U.S. and the president to ban TikTok?
I think it's entirely possible. And if you look closely at Secretary Pompeo's statement yesterday, he really sort of goes at trying to figure out ways to really decouple us. I think that's the word he used, from China. In other words, if you think about, for example, there are, off the top of my head, three Chinese telecom companies that operate in this country. You know, where does that information go? How much do they monitor the phones or whatever telecommunications they are offering to U.S. To users in the U.S.? You know, again, is an open question. So I think his point is that he would like to figure out a way to sort of decouple any businesses that have the ability to collect data information, or I guess even listen to telephone calls.
You know, this is bringing up a discussion on how we share our information. And obviously with TikTok being, you know, we'll assume controlled by the Chinese government, it does kind of make you look at some of the other apps on your phone controlled by companies over here and wonder, well, exactly what does this do to my personal safety?
Well, and right, and go to my example earlier in this conversation where Facebook has basically created the same thing as TikTok. You know, they haven't had a stellar track record on data privacy issues. So, you know, it still opens up that question, even excluding China, is, you know, how safe are we? Are they using photographs in versions of Reels on Instagram to do, you know, facial recognition? There's all sorts of things that I think most of us don't think about. It doesn't really affect our lives every day. But do we really want that going on? That's the big question. And who's collecting it?
Exactly. Brad, thanks so much. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, from Washington, D.C.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!